Greetings from around the world. I'm very indeed excited and happy and grateful for Anders Brunstad from Norway joining us today in our part two discussion on all-cause mortality related specifically to the CV-19 and the relationship of 5G electromagnetic frequencies. Anders, today we're going to be speaking about, in part two, United States of America and excess mortality and its direct primary contributing factor in the symptoms of what have been associated with 5G, but also related to CV-19. And we're going to talk about you're going to share with us the statistics on this all-cause mortality and relating to some of the major cities, major states, and some of the metro, not metro, the suburban areas and that relationship. So, Anders, could you go ahead with your presentation and share with us this incredible information related to all-cause excess mortality in the United States.
So I will go straight into it. Can you see it on the screen now?
Yes, the U.S. is documented through this PowerPoint. This is our part two. In part one, we spoke about Norway and its association with as a direct contributing factor to sickness or injuries and death in Norway.
Yes, so knowing what I found in Norway, I defined five metro states of the USA as the 5G proxy and six smaller states as the control group, no 5G proxy. I set up data models and made groups for metro states and rural states, as well as a special for New York State, which consists of all of New York State, the New York City, and the difference is upstate rural New York State. There is a significant difference in excess mortality in rural states and upstate New York versus New York City and the metro states with the big cities. The five metro states are included in this analysis is New York State, New Jersey, Illinois, Maryland, and Massachusetts. The six rural states are Maine, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, South Dakota, and Vermont. So the data set number one shows no excess deaths in rural six states in 2020 or 2021 in the 75 to 84 age group. That's a red rural line. How can this be consistent with the COVID-19 virus narrative? So this is a 75-84 age group, and we see New York City smashing with a 60% excess mortality rate in 2021 and about 20% in 2021, while it is zero in both years in the rural six states. We see there is a bit of increase in the rural states in 2022, and the total excess mortality rate in the 3 year period is less than 10% in the rural states and about 90% in the New York City in this age group. The second data set is for the 85 plus age group. And we see again, there is no excess death in six rural states for people aged 85 or older in 2020, and a very small excess death for mortality in 2021 and 2022, despite experimental jammed vaccination policies. There is a huge excess of death in New York City and less in the metro states in this age group. The blue is the metro, they are in between. The yellow is New York City, and the red is the rural. So we see here three different levels of excess mortality, which is correlated to three different levels of EMF exposures. The data set number three is upstate New York. The age group is 45 to 64, and this had no excess mortality in the 2020-2022 period. All the 3 years in upstate New York, there is no excess mortality. While in New York City, you had almost 60% excess mortality in 2020, and about 20% each of 21-22, and more than 80% excess mortality in the 3 year period, whilst the medium one, which is a statistical foggy bottom, it doesn't mean anything, it is the average between them. So what is really the reality is the blue, which is upstate New York, and yellow is upstate New York, and blue is New York City. So it's a difference of, yeah, it's about 100%, we can say, the difference. So it is double the mortality in New York City compared to the upstate New York. And this is the age group, 45 to 64. So this is the same geography, but it's the 85 plus population. And we see again, the blue is New York City, and they start with more than 40% excess mortality in 2020. While in upstate New York, you have less than zero. It means there is no excess mortality in 2020, and there is a slight increase in upstate New York in 2021-22. The difference over the 3 year period is that upstate New York has, let's say, less than 5% of excess mortality during this pandemic period, while New York City has above 50% mortality increase in the 85 plus population. So what is the conclusion of finding from the USA? Number one, that the SARS-CoV-2 or virus narrative is not supported. There is no excess mortality in the 80 plus age group in rural USA. The EMF 5G hypothesis is consistent with findings in all the data sets. Number one, no total excess mortality in control group of six rural states for 85 plus of age in 2020. And less than 5% excess mortality of the 3 year period of 2020, 2021, and 2022 in New York upstate. Two, no total excess mortality in control group of six rural states for 75-84 of age in 2020 and 2021. Three, no total excess mortality in control group upstate New York in 45 to 64 in 2020, 21, 22 in total. Four, New York City with 60% excess mortality in 75-84 in 2020 and 90% over the 3 year period. Five, New York City with 43% excess mortality in 85 plus in 2020 and 52% over the 3 year period. Six, New York City with 55% excess mortality in 45 to 64 in 2020 and 85% over the 3-year period. 7. US 5 metro states with 20% excess mortality in 85 plus in 2020 versus 3% of US rural 6 states. So, as a comment, I would have like some facts of EMF. US used up to 26 to 38 gigahertz and up to 10 watt per square meter of radiation at the launch of 5G, compared to 2 to 4 gigahertz in Canada and 3.4 watts per square meter in Canada. And 0.1 watt per square meter in Switzerland. So that's the end of the USA. We can comment that now.
I think that Anders, what really stands out here in the most vulnerable groups, and maybe you could just speak to that as it relates to the 85 plus, if there was a virus, if there was some association with a contagious CV virus, would we not see in this more vulnerable group excess mortality?
That is my point that, I mean, people who live in New York City, they travel up to upstate and vice versa. You have the same everywhere else. So, this is a very special virus which kind of locates itself primarily in the cities and not going out to the countryside. So basically, it's not this data is opposite to what we were told that the virus should have the highest mortality rate of the oldest people. And we see it's not really the age of people which matters, it's where they are. And if you are in a city with high, fast 5G with high frequency, high output, that's the place where people die. It's not related to the age group, primarily. So, we see that younger people die in New York and they don't die ever in other places. So, I can't see any support of the virus narrative in this data. And I think that's quite obvious.
Yeah, some of your rural states, such as New Hampshire or Montana or South Dakota, what did you find in those areas that relates as it relates to excess mortality?
Yeah, well, in the group, which is rural states, includes many smaller rural states. And what was interesting to, well, there are variations between them, but in particular, I can say that the state of Montana has, well, it's a beautiful state. It's a lot of mountains, and it's probably almost impossible to build out 5G everywhere. But at least they have the lowest mortality in the age group, 75 to 85 up. So they have very low mortality. Or yeah. So if you go to the metro states, you will find they include big cities, but also half the population or so might be rural. So you will see that their lower mortality rate compared to New York City is that New York City is not rural, it's city. And if you go to see the New York State, it includes rural upstate New York. And if you go to the rural, then you will have, let's say, almost no big cities. Maybe it's 10 to 20% of the population which are in a city which might have got 5G. So what we see is a correlation to the density of the population and also to the age group. But basically, it is the common denominator is the rural with much less exposure to the highest frequencies. The way the 5G system is set up is that if you go to the rural part of the world, you cannot really have a microwave, let's say 3 gigahertz plus, because they have a reach maybe of 100 yards, and that's not economic to put up an antenna for every farm in Iowa. So what is the situation is that they use the other older 4G technology. They call it macro antenna, and they have a reach for maybe several miles, but they have a lower frequency and a lower output in watt and a lower, let's say, download effect. So it is not a huge difference, but there was a difference. They upgraded the 4G 3 times. They started with 4G in 2010-11. They went to 4G LTE about 2015, and they went to 4G plus about 2018-20. So each time they, let's say, they kind of quadrupled the output. It started with 12 megabit, it went to 48 with the LTE advanced, and it went to about 200 megabit. So even you are in rural USA, you may not have the real microwave 5G, but you get gradually installed the faster 4G networks, which also seems to have a negative effect, or which clearly has a correlation to an increased mortality. So I think that's the answer to your question.
So the bottom line, what you're saying here is, I call it the elephant in the room. It's not a viral contributing factor that is infecting people, but it is an electromagnetic contributing factor that's transmitting pulsating radiation in the metro areas, which is microwave, ranging anywhere from 2.4 gigahertz and up, versus in the rural area, you're stating that it is not economical for the companies that are providing Wi-Fi services to spend money for a lower population area providing 5G. So there is really, in the rural areas, either a reduced frequency and a reduced exposure to this radiation contributing factor. And it's from that, then, based on your statistics, that we're seeing an increase in excess deaths in Los Angeles, in Chicago, in Salt Lake City, in New York City, et cetera, versus the smaller towns or smaller cities where it's not necessarily larger populations or economically feasible, such as in Montana, Bozeman, Montana, et cetera, to be able to afford, not only because of the population factor or those who would actually be signing up for their services, but there's also a geographical factor in Montana as it relates to because of the short bandwidth of 5G to be able to provide that faster service, i.e. 5G. So this type of exposure then is a lower exposure to radiation. And I think in part, it's either in part three or part four, we're going to be speaking about Switzerland. So I don't want to get into that right now, but I think in relationship to that theory, I think it substantiates this lower force of power as it relates to 4G, 5G, and potentially 6G, and the exposure that humans and animals, birds, plants are exposed to, and the risk in the quality and quantity of our lives. So, Anders, I want to thank you for sharing this information. Do you have any other thoughts you would like to close with? Can't hear you, Anders. You've got your mute on.
Okay, I just want to revisit then the 45 to 64 slide, where we see there is no excess mortality in upstate New York in yellow, and an 80 plus mortality in New York City. That this is a 45 to 64 year old, and that we can have in the back of our head as we then will go into Switzerland. Okay.
So the bottom line, what you're saying here is the major contributing factor to all-cause mortality is a relationship to your exposure to electromagnetic frequencies, specifically those in the microwave range, i.e. 5G. Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, so what is, let's say, I was really surprised myself because I was completely believing that these jabs was the main cause. But we know that in USA you had mandate, vax mandate to a lot of people. And what we see here is in upstate New York. Okay, there is a bit of increased mortality in 21, 22, but the overall, there is no excess mortality. So it seems that these jabs alone may not have been the cause, but it may be that these jabs in correlation or in, there might be a connection to the 5G, which is causing those who are exposed to 5G to be having the risk, and those who are not exposed to the 5G or much less exposed, they seem to have much lesser risk. So this is it is interesting to see, but it looks like the main component of the risk factor is exposure to high frequency 5G at high power.
Yes. The other factor, of course, that you did mention is the fact that the inoculations and now the full disclosure of the non-disclosed ingredients within the CV19 inoculations contain a material that acts as an antenna when it's put into the body and has the capacity or the capability to receive and transmit frequencies that are associated with any electromagnetic frequency that one is being exposed to. So this may also be a contributing factor to what you see in the increases in 2022, as those who not just receive one or two vaccines, but the increase with the booster, first booster, and the second booster, which contained the antenna transmitting material, receiving material and transmitting material of graphene oxide, we see an increase, particularly in those areas where there is access to the 5G technology. I just want to put that point out there because we see an extreme increase in 2022, where it goes up as high as, in this case, over 90%, actually close to 90%, versus those in the metro area, excuse me, in the suburban areas, in upstate New York, they would not necessarily be able to receive this 5G technology, or we would have no access to it, and thus even if they got the inoculation, there's a possibility, of course, this interacting with this pulsating frequency would not interact with the contents of the CV19 vaccine. So therefore, you have a lower percentage of all of excess deaths in upstate New York. So, Anders, thank you again for your presentation, for your hard work, and for providing this information to the world. I only encourage all those who have access to this information is to share it with everyone that they love and care about, share it worldwide so that people can understand the risk of this major contributing factor that can affect the quality and quantity of your life, specifically 5G microwave radiation, which is then enhanced with the inoculation that contains graphene ferric oxide. This is not a theory. This is a scientific fact. It's been identified using scanning and transmission, electron microscopy, as well as directed X-ray spectroscopy, directed energy spectroscopy, identified the electron signatures of graphene, aluminum, iron, and copper that were not disclosed in the contents of the Pfizer, the Moderna, the AstraZeneca, and the J&J, and others, all of them containing this biosensing, this antenna type material that can receive and transmit and amplify these frequencies, transmitting to others. So with that, Anders, thank you for your time. We will pick up this discussion in part three, where we'll be discussing the Swiss connection to vaccines and also 5G technology.